When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Now, this might have flown under your radar, but last Wednesday, NASA launched the DART mission. This was a spacecraft on a one-way collision course with an asteroid in the world's first full-scale planetary defence test, which prompted Tricia Smith to ask astronomy writer Colin Stewart if life as we know it might be in danger.
Not imminent danger. We don't know of an asteroid that's coming our way right now, but we do know from observations of craters on the Earth that we do get hit on a regular basis. So I wouldn't be running for the exit right now, but it is something we need to be aware of. In the same breath as pandemics and cyber war and all those other things that cause us existential dread, asteroids should definitely be up there towards the top of the list.
Tell me a little bit about the DART mission itself. What's the purpose of the mission?
So we've thought of different ways to try and stop apocalypse, right? So let's say one day an asteroid is coming our way. We know it's going to hit the Earth. The best thing to do is to stop it hitting the Earth. And rather than breaking it up into many pieces, Armageddon style, you know, nuking it with a missile, you'd rather keep it in one piece, but move it off of that collision course with the Earth. And so DART is our first attempt at colliding with an asteroid, knocking into it in an attempt to change its orbit and nudge it off its current course.
How much can we nudge an asteroid?
Not very much. So for context, the asteroid we're talking about for DART, the mass of it is 5 billion kilograms. And the mass of DART is about 500 kilograms. So you're throwing a 500 kilogram object at a 5 billion kilogram target. So we're actually only going to change the speed of its orbit by a few millimeters per second, which is tiny. But done early enough, if there was an asteroid on the collision course with the Earth, that little tiny change might well be enough to make it miss the Earth.
So how can the scientists at NASA gain information from that event when they're essentially destroying all of the equipment?
So what's special about this particular asteroid is that you can call it a moon of another asteroid. So we're going to this double asteroid system. You have Didymos, which is the main asteroid, and then it has a little moon called Dimorphos. And if we whack into Dimorphos, then it'll change the time it takes to go around its parent asteroid by about 10 minutes. And that's something we can observe using telescopes on the ground. But then that's not quite enough. That's a good start. But in 2026, we're going to be sending the HERA mission to the same asteroid. This is a European Space Agency project. And the idea is to have a look at the impact site. What changes have we made on the surface to this asteroid? Did it break apart or did it make very little difference to the surface? So it's kind of a two-pronged approach.
Are these asteroids going to be visible to amateur stargazers?
You would have trouble spotting the moon, but you could definitely spot the larger asteroid. The thing about this asteroid pair is that their orbit takes them from the asteroid belt in towards the Earth and then back out towards the asteroid belt. And the mission's been timed to get there when it's pretty close to us, so we can see it more clearly. So right now, it's beyond the limits of an amateur telescope. But come the time of the impact next autumn, it's going to be something that you'd be able to pick up in a fairly large amateur telescope.
For asteroids that are of a similar size to the one that we're impacting, what kind of damage could they do to the Earth, an asteroid of about 100 meters, 150 meters diameter?
That diameter class is a city killer asteroid. Asteroids tend to create craters that are between 10 and 20 times bigger than themselves. So if it were to land on London or Paris or New York or any other major city, it would completely obliterate that city and leave just a crater behind.
And what about asteroids that are smaller than that? How dangerous can they be? And how much do we know about them?
So these ones, the ones that are even smaller, are the sneaky ones, because like you say, they're so small, they're harder to see. But one thing that might change the game slightly is the Vera Rubin Observatory, which is a brand new telescope that's going to come online in 2023. And it's going to discover a lot more of these smaller asteroids than we've been able to discover so far.
Are we expecting any asteroids which are of a similar size to be coming into a dangerously close radius with the Earth in the future?
It's definitely a question of when and not if. It's hard to put an exact timescale on it. As we start to discover more and more of these smaller ones, the chances naturally go up.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.